Piccadilly Press presents Cyborg Cat and the Night Spider, written and read by me, Adi Adepitan. Chapter 1. Boing Boing Leopards and Bum Bum Bees. What a save! Incredible! Cyborg Cat is taking his game to superhuman levels. How does he do it? My goalkeeping that day was pretty good, if I do say so myself. The Parsons Road gang was playing football after school. I was in goal against Dexter, Melody, Shed and Brian, and I'd saved just about every one of their shots. Maybe it was because I was in a really good mood. We just found out that we were going on a school trip to a safari park. Or perhaps my cyborg skills were growing. Either way, I was on blistering form. Your super cyborg leg was practically glowing when you made that last save, Dexter shouted, wide-eyed and out of breath. I'm telling you, the caliper is the source of his powers, Brian said seriously. The gang looked in awe at the metal scaffolding surrounding my left leg. I'd contracted polio in Nigeria when I was little, which made my leg weak, so it was there to help me walk. But it had earned me the nickname Cyborg Cat amongst my friends, because I could do cool moves no one ever expected. The element of surprise was my secret weapon on the football pitch. Guys, I said, feeling a little awkward. I'm still here, you know. I can actually hear what you're saying. Sorry, Addy, but we're never going to score against you today, said Shed. I reckon even a team of animals from a safari park won't be able to get a goal past the cyborg cat. That got me thinking. What a pass by Lenny Lyon, straight to Eric Elephant, who controls the ball and backheels it to Terry Tiger. Terry beats one beast, beats two, beats the third, and sends in a beautiful cross. Jeffrey Giraffe outjumps the defenders and heads it perfectly. It must be a goal, surely, but no! Cyborg Cat launches himself through the air, stretches out, and somehow tips the ball over the bar. How did he do that? He must have superpowers. Dexter was talking as I came out of my daydream. I've never been to a safari park before. It's going to be amazing, he said excitedly. Melody picked up the ball and we all started heading back to Parsons Road. Yeah, I can't wait. This could be the Parsons Road gang's greatest adventure ever, chipped in Brian. I'm going to research all the animals and make notes on them with drawings, diagrams, charts and everything. I looked at Shed and shook my head. Sometimes it seemed as if Brian was more interested in making the notes than the actual thing he was making notes about. I really hope we see the Equus Quagga, Brian went on, seemingly in a world of his own, and the odd-toed ungulate from the well-known Rhinocerotardae family. And I definitely reckon we'll see the ferocious Panthera Leo. Everyone looked at Brian strangely. You're speaking Bribranian again, Melody said, with a sigh. This was the name Melody had given to the language Brian spoke when he got super excited about something. I think it's Latin, Melody, I said. At least that's what my dad said when he heard it. I know Latin, Dexter replied confidently. My cousin used to live there. It's the stop after Stratford on the Central Line. That's Leighton, Dexter, I replied, trying not to laugh. Brian gave Melody a look, then turned to the rest of us, shaking his head. I was talking about the animals in the safari park. Equus quagga is also known as the zebra, Rhinocerotardae is the rhino, and Panthera leo is the lion. Oh, well, of, shouted Dexter. Why didn't you just say that in the first place? I can do all of them. He dropped onto all fours and gave us his best impressions of a zebra, rhino and lion, as well as a giraffe and a warthog. Apparently, they all just seemed to involve crawling and grunting, but he did look funny doing it. Brian wasn't impressed. Your warthog is exactly the same as your giraffe, he said, which is exactly the same as your zebra, lion and rhino. No, it isn't, objected Dexter, demonstrating again for Brian's benefit. Afraid it is, Dex, said Shed. Hey, Addy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?